City officials in Philadelphia remind residents that today is the final day to register to vote for the November 4th general election. Eligible residents can register online at vote.phila.gov or submit a paper application by midnight in person at the voter registration office on Columbus Boulevard. A lawsuit over whether a new law allowing Newcastle County school districts to issue higher tax rates for commercial properties is headed to trial today. From the Delaware Desk, WHYY's Sarah Mueller reports.
Lawmakers approved a new property tax system in August that allows different rates for business and residential properties. Apartment and mobile home associations are suing the state of Delaware, Newcastle County, and local school districts. They say the tax system is illegal. A twist in the legal proceedings happened earlier this month when the county dropped what landlords say is a bombshell, admitting it has misclassified thousands of residential and commercial properties. The county says it discovered the mistakes after moving to a new mass appraisal computer system. Recent property assessments shifted much of the tax burden to homeowners, especially in Newcastle County. The backlash spurred lawmakers to pass property tax relief. The Chancery Court judge is expected to issue a decision before November. From the Delaware Desk, I'm Sarah Mueller, WHYY News.
University of Pennsylvania Press is publishing three historical books about Philadelphia ahead of the nation's 250th celebration next year. Charlene Myers is the co-editor of Greater Philadelphia and The Nation. She says the books cover a wide variety of topics.
So we might set out to write about something like World War II, for example, and say, well, what really did happen in Philadelphia during World War II, in South Jersey, in Wilmington, Delaware?
Each of the books has a different focus, Philadelphia's relation to the region, the nation, and the world, and they'll be available to the public tomorrow. The Philadelphia Eagles defensive player Za'Darius Smith is retiring. The move has former Eagles defensive end Brandon Graham now strongly considering coming out of his retirement to play with the Birds. And that's according to sources in touch with ESPN. Graham played 15 seasons in Philadelphia and became the longest tenured Eagle in franchise history. And sticking with the Birds, they beat the Vikings Sunday 28-22. To snap their two-game losing skid, tonight the Flyers, they're on the ice hosting the Seattle Kraken. Your Philadelphia forecast is pretty promising. We'll have some windy conditions today, but mostly partly cloudy skies and a high of 64. Clear skies tonight, a low of 46 degrees. Sunshine returns to the region pretty much full on tomorrow with a high of 72, nice and mild. Tomorrow evening we go down to 52.